thinedges.com or call 800-800-7577. 800-800-7577.
All right, y'all, we back. We're going to continue this conversation with Snoop.
And that was the whole mission of this project, was for me to grab a bunch of artists that had basically been outcast from the church, mm-hmm. or been bashed or whatnot. That was the initial beginning. And then once I started moving on it, John P. Key gave me a song. Rance Allen gave me a song. Oh. The Clark Sisters gave me a song. Kim Burrell gave me a song. Ty Tripman gave me a song. Fred Hammond gave me a song. I can go on and on and on and on and on. This project is filled with nothing but gospel greats. I mean, it's signed, sealed, and delivered by the grace, and they stamping it. They approving it because they talked to me before I asked them to be on this project. They didn't just jump in. They wanted to feel me out and see what it was all about. Mm-hmm. Let me get a word with Snoop Dogg and see if this is a gimmick or if he really filled with the Spirit. Once we got off the phone, they sent the record back 30 minutes later. Cause they're like, he won us. Man, we tripping.
Go with it. Because, you know, man, what happens to a lot of people is, man, people so judgmental. They got this idea of how they think religion ought to play out. But people need to quit focusing on religion and focus on the relationship.
Amen.
You have a better shot with God if you get a relationship. You can pick any religion you want to.
I was talking with, and it's going to blow your mind, I was talking with the minister, Louis Farrakhan. And I asked him, I said, Minister Louis Farrakhan, I want you to tell me a little something about religion. He said, I'm going to tell you this one thing. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked him, what is the best religion? Muslim. And Elijah Muhammad said, no, the best religion is love. That's the only religion, because it don't have no verses and chapters, and this and that is just what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something else too, Snoop. I just saw a video of Minister Louis Farrakhan, and he says that he know he going to have to answer for all of his wrong teachings. He say, but before I need everybody to know that Jesus is my Redeemer.
Well, if you're here long enough, you're going to change to something. Something's going to get a hold of you. I tell you that right.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just takes one person to not be afraid. And that's what my job is. My job is to stand out on the rock. When I was keeping it gangster, that was my thing, Steve, to just stand out there and just keep it 100% gangster. Even when it was time for us to be peace and to have that meeting with Suge Knight, you see what my spirit was. I was about peace. I don't got no more gangster in my spirit no more. I don't even know what that feels like no more. So this is the mission that I'm on.
Wow. You know, man, I saw it in you. You know, we've been together a few times, Snoop, on this thing. You and Puffy came and did my show a long time ago on the Steve Harvey show. We all came to the Apollo at the same time, and everybody was concerned. They said, man, Snoop upstairs and Puffy downstairs. It's going to be some trouble. I said, no, what you talking about? I went and talked to both these brothers. I never met Snoop. I said, Snoop, I'm Steve. I know your OG. And then he said, hey, man, I ain't got no problem with that man.
You can't talk about Snoop unless you do Snoop.
He said it wasn't a problem. I went upstairs and got Puffy. I said, hey, Puff, look, man, security heightened. They nervous. Hey, man, I ain't got no boy with them. I had them come on my show and do it. Man, we've been to so many peace rallies together and stuff when we was trying to squash this mess with Suge.
That's the whole thing. Is somebody got to be willing to step up to the rock and be the one. You always been the one that been, when it was time to be the bridge of the gap to get that communication with the hard-headed gang members that didn't have no understanding or dialogue. But once we was able to dialogue, all that is out the window because we all want the same thing. We want to live. And nobody want to die.
Dog, who don't want to live? And when you get these brothers one-on-one and you go, hey, man, listen here. This is a chance where everybody can stay alive, including you. Everybody had that conversation. Because what you say, Snoop, don't nobody want to die. You talk all that bravery if you want to. How about that wheelchair the rest of your life? I say stuff to people like that. But Snoop talking about something today. We're going to be right back with Snoop right after this.